train driver's egg sandwich.
It's Gable McBird, and we're talking about crackers. We don't think too much of the jokes in them.
What did the envelope say to the stamp?
What did the envelope say to the stamp?
Stick with me and we'll go places.
Yeah, stick with me and we'll go places is the answer there. They're not bad. The actual content of the crackers, though, the hats are a little bit stronger than in other crackers. And I got a set of pencils in mine. Roy got a shoe. There's a shoehorn. I've got two shoehorns and two jokes. So what did you get in your cracker, Martin?
A picture frame. Little tiny mini picture
frame. A mini picture frame. What, you can put like a passport photo in?
Well, put a picture of Pearly in it for me.
Well, basically postage stamps.
Yeah. So, you know, they're a little bit better than some of the crackers I've had this year at Christmas. And we're all sitting and waiting for the starters. Okay, so we've had our starter. Mine was duck roulade. It was a Chinese tasting, a Chinese sort of allspice thing. It was a mixture of duck, like a kind of duck pate, really, which came with brioche and a couple of packs of butter. Debbie had a prawn cocktail. I think was it prawn and avocado, Debbie, your cocktail? Was it prawn and avocado? Your cocktail, just prawn. Prawn cocktail. Martin had melon with blackcurrant sorbet, and Roy had a spicy winter vegetable soup. But they were, seemed to be reasonably kind of luxuriant starters, quite well. Mine came on paper, like in a greaseproof paper. It came from the chip shop. I'm sure there's a reason for putting it on that paper, but it seems a bit. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just put it on the plate, really, but I'm not that bothered.
Mine's struggles a bit.
Anyway.
Bigger.
Roll on main is all I can say. Okay, so still waiting for the first course. Sorry, the second course. They have apologised for the wait, and not as though we've got anything else pressing to do or anything else we could be doing even. And they apologise, that's fair enough, but it's now half three. Well, excuse me. Coffity-cop. We've had our mains, and the beef Wellington was nice, crispy, flaky pastry with pate and beef steak and mushroom in the middle. And there was carrots, green beans, sprouts in a little bowl on the side. And I got to try some of Debbie's turkey, which was nice and moist. The rolls, the pigs in blankets were good quality, as was the stuffing. And the roast buds were crispy on the outside and soft in the middle. So, and a decent quality. So, no real complaints at all, really. It's pretty good. Yeah, often there are problems with a lot of food.
No.
I give it, I've got to give it a 9, only because you can always improve something, but it's good. It's as good as you'd,
Is it 12 out of 10?
Yeah, so well pleased anyway with that.
12 out of 10.
I forgot to add that Debbie's stuffing that I tried that I had with the turkey was like real meat stuffing, so it was homemade. It wasn't packet mix. It was made with, sort of Lincolnshire sausage meat, I would have guessed. Generally pretty good. Okay, so we've had our first course. It did take a while for a third course to arrive. Mine was quite light. There was chocolate in it, but it was some with sort of chunks of chocolate. There was one with fruit and like a chocolate cream and a bit of sponge. And there was another one that was more like a frozen chocolate thing.
I don't want your brie.
Debbie's got loads of cheese and biscuits. I think Roy and Martin were happy with their Christmas pudding. So I'd probably give it a good 9, 9.5 in general. I am going to knock a mark off, though, for the time. I mean, as it happens, it's not too much of an issue because it's Christmas Day. But, you know, it's...